going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, a little bit more of Adam Peters before we get to Logan Paulson. I'll do my receivers today. Stanford Steve's going to jump on with us today as well. Nobody watches more college football than Stanford Steve, and nobody talks to more college coaches and NFL general managers than Stanford Steve. So we'll get his thoughts at 12 noon. So last year, if you recall, 7 of the 9 players they selected were team captains. They clearly had an idea of creating a culture and really changing a culture. And it was important for them to find, you know, their kind of guys, you know, the guys that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn talked about when they first got hired. They said they had this shared vision. You know, they had an aligned vision on player traits, you know, the things that they wanted in players. They wanted competitors. They wanted high motor players. They wanted smart players. And clearly they wanted guys that would create a really good locker room. Because let's face it, for 20 something years, the locker room wasn't super stable. So he was asked, you know, on whether or not that will continue to be a major factor in drafting players, you know, team captains, guys with super high character. Here's what he said.
I think you're still always looking for those types of guys, no matter what. Now, the draft isn't always going to fall that way, but I don't think we're ever going to waver from the types of people we want to bring in this building. And whether they were captains in college or not, I mean, whether they are leaders or not, quote unquote leaders, people lead different ways. But we're just going to try to bring in good people. And so if they were captains in college, that's great. That shows you something. But if they weren't captains, that doesn't mean they're not leaders and they can't become those and can't become the types of guys we want in our building.
Yeah, I love that answer from him. I read it the first time. But you can't have 53 guys that were team captains. First of all, when you hear too much of an emphasis on character, that is great, and I understand that it's important, but I'd rather hear before high character, I'd rather hear the dude's unblockable coming off the edge. The dude is just, he's relentless. He's unblockable. He's a physical powerhouse. The hands, the feet, the length, the speed, the quick twitch. You got to have that first. You know, or you'll just have, a locker room full of good guys going 8 and 9. Maybe not with the quarterback they have. Maybe 8 and 9 is going to be really hard with the quarterback they have. But you're not going to pass on great players if they're not team captains or if they're not true, you know, leaders. You got to have followers, too. You just can't have bad people. You know, that's what's ruined this organization and others in the past. You know, like he said, we're just going to try to bring in good people. Doesn't matter if they were captains. But I would caution the and I'm not saying that they do this because I don't think that they have done this, but I don't want to hear on Monday or whenever, maybe late Saturday or Sunday when we have the recap of the draft, I don't want to hear the five or six guys picked. We really got, we got culture guys. We got smart, good people first. I want to hear we watched the tape and we just thought that he was impossible to cover, that he was an incredible route runner with great hands. We thought that, you know, his yards after contact were as good as anybody. I still want to hear that before I hear the other. I want to hear the other, but you don't want to hear, I don't think, your leaders of an organization just drone on and on about, you know, the great people that they have in the organization. You can do that once you've won, and they won enough last year for us to start listening. There's no doubt about it. They didn't win it all, though. That is the goal. All right, there were two more Adam Peters quotes. This one is on the edge rusher, you know, conversation, and the fact that, you know, most people think there is a lot of talent. It's deep, but, you know, after Abdul Carter, for me, it would be after Carter and Mike Green. You know, who, you know, how deep is it? He spoke to that.
Yeah, it's a deep class, which is cool. There's something, I think, for everybody, whether you're a 4-3, 3-4 team or multiple. There's guys that are great against the pass. There are guys that are really good against the run. So whether you're taking that high in the draft or somewhere deeper, there's going to be some good players there. So that, along with a lot of other positions, will be open to taking. And I think what's cool is even though we have some really good players in each of those rooms, whether it's edge or O-line or corner, which I'm sure you guys are going to ask about that too, but we have really good players, but we really, DQ preaches competition. So those guys are going to come in and compete, and the best guys are going to play. And the more good player, you can't have too many good players in a room, I guess.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting because the draft, the perception is that this draft is deep. At D-line across the board, D-tackle and D-end, or edge, that it's deep at running back, that there are, you know, some other positions. Those would probably be the two you'd focus on, but there are a lot of corners in this draft too. And if you believe that there are going to be a lot of players really, really close in terms of the best player available on teams' boards after the first four or five players come off the board in this draft, you know, then you can start thinking, well, maybe we need to get the corner now or the offensive lineman that we like now because it's not as deep there, because we'll have a shot to come back in the second round on Friday night and get the edge, because we don't see much of a difference between JT Tuimoloau or Landon Jackson or, you know, Nick Scorton, you know, and they're available. And we're going to be able to get one of those guys. But, you know, we need, you know, an offensive tackle like Donovan Jackson or, you know, a guard, you know, which, you know, we talked about a little bit yesterday. And I think Kime mentioned for the first time, Tyler Booker from Alabama, you know, a guy that they actually really have a legitimate first round grade on. But yeah, I mean, that's going to be interesting because running back and D linemen, there's a lot of in this draft. You know, there are fewer safeties. There are fewer, you know, offensive linemen, at least perception wise. So we'll see what he ends up doing, there and how the team handles it. And then lastly, there was one other one. He was just asked about best player available in the draft. You know, he had said a few weeks ago, the biggest mistakes you make are when you deviate from your board and you take a player for need rather than taking just the BPA, the best player available. He was asked about how he defines best available player in the draft. Here's what Adam Peters said.
I think it's probably just the best fit for our team, you know, in terms of how they fit in our locker room, how they fit in our scheme and what we're looking for. So that could be any position, right? So, you know, kind of, I don't want to keep saying this because Ben made fun of me for saying this, but you know, we're in a position where we can take the best available and we can stay true to our board. And so we feel really good about that. And so we don't have to reach for a position that we feel we need that we may be talking ourselves into.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yeah, I think he was talking about Ben Standing. I think Ben had asked him that question recently. But, you know, he doesn't give you a lot, but you get a little bit here and there. There was another, you know, question towards the end. He was asked about, you know, the characteristics of the people on the team that make them, you know, nails on chalkboard, a commander. And he said, you know, I mean, there's some basic characteristics that you kind of look for in just about any football player of any team, but really just seeing the competitive spirit of a lot of the guys. You throw in, you know, Frankie Louvu's competitive spirit, Bobby Wagner's professionalism, his consistency, his leadership. You go down the line, but that's what you hear. And he said, again, the guys that are the great competitors and they love football are those that are probably, you know, great teammates, he said, love football, great competitors. That's what they're looking for in the overall, you know, intangible makeup. I mean, they talked about that right from the beginning. You still got to make sure that they can play the position at a high level when you pick them there. Going to be an interesting draft, you know. They've traded away a lot of their picks for three players, Marshawn Lattimore, you know, Deebo Samuel, and Laremy Tunsil. And those players are going to be huge to what they are able to accomplish in 2025 and beyond in the case of Lattimore and Tunsil. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Friday night and Saturday are going to be interesting. And for us, it's like the first draft in forever where it's like, all right, we're not looking for the answer. We're looking for support for the answer. We got the answer last year. The most important position in sports, and they solved it. They got it right. I mean, we might, if had Jaden failed and not looked the part, you know, they'd be picking in the top 10 again. As, by the way, they were predicted, remember a year ago, they were predicted to pick in the top 10 before the season started, even with Jaden at quarterback. But they're not picking in the top 10 because they got the quarterback right. Like, this is, if you missed the season and you just tuned in for the draft and you saw the order, the one conclusion you could come to more than anything else is, man, Washington must have gotten it right last year with Jaden Daniels because they're picking 29th in the first round. And, yeah, different draft for all of us, man. You know, even the drafts where they weren't picking super high, you know, a draft like 2021 when they actually won the division during COVID, you know, and you're sitting there going, all right, you know, where's this draft? We're talking, you know, potential wide receiver. We're talking linebacker, you know, the Owusu-Koramoah, who went in the second round to Cleveland, but he had some health concerns, and they end up taking Jamin Davis, which came out of nowhere. You know, there was a lineman in Christian Darrisaw that was a possibility. You know, it's not like they've picked at two every year. You know, they traded back from 11 to take Dotson. Forbes, you know, they took at 16. But, you know, in two of the last five drafts, they picked number two overall. And you kind of knew where you were going with Chase Young. More of a debate with Chase Young. I'll concede that. There were many of you that said, no. Take Tua or take Justin Herbert. Or trade back and take Justin Herbert. Many of you said that. You know, I know many of you did. I did not. I was all in on Chase Young. I thought he was going to be, you know, an all-time, you know, dominant defensive player. By the way, he's played well last year. You know, good for him. He's older now. He's 25. He had 5.5 sacks last year in New Orleans. You know, he's going to play in New Orleans again this year, right? He re-signed with New Orleans.
Correct.
Right, Max?
Yep, sure did.
Chase Young did?
Yes.
And got some decent money?
Yeah, it was a surprising contract because I know Linnell and I, to a lesser extent, was interested in bringing him back just seeing how, you know, how we did at the edge position in free agency.
So, different draft for us. You know, 2019, man, I remember that draft. And the debate over, you know, the quarterback, and Dan wanted Dwayne Haskins, man. He went to Bullis with his son. Dwayne just did not look the part to me coming out. I was more interested in him when he became a pro than when he was a prospect. But I did love the Montez Sweat pick. Loved Montez Sweat. But, you know, that's the perfect, you know, example. Who knew that the third round pick from Ohio State, a guy that was okay as a college receiver, excellent as a special teamer, would end up being the star of that draft in Terry McLaurin in the third round. Maybe they can get something like that in this draft. All right, when we come back, Logan Paulson will jump on with us. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.